And good day, everyone, and welcome to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We want to thank you for stopping by and being a part of the program here on this Wednesday afternoon. Coming up in the next half hour, Jim Apel and Justin Lewis will have the latest on those markets. Jim will have his ag calendar. I've got all your news coming up, and Ron Hayes will have all the beef news, as well as his soapbox towards the end of the hour. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, I will have a news update for you. That coming up right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics, the Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you, the Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Well, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus was confirmed for the first time in the U.S. in May. As of June 16th, 218 premises have tested positive for PEDV. While the trade is monitoring this disease, Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer downplays a potential market impact.
If you do the math on it, even if those are pretty large sow farms and pretty productive sow farms, so far the losses have not been huge.
Well, PEDV is a production disease and has no implication for trade. The trade will continue to monitor the virus, but Meyer says it is not a major market factor.
Obviously, the key on this is it going to spread? How tough is it going to be to control? We've seen this disease in other countries, so we know how it behaves with immunities and such. So these numbers run through the end of the year. The animals being born right now are having trouble with PEDV. I mean, their contemporary groups aren't going to come to market until January, basically, now. So, you know, I don't know that we're going to have a lot of impact on that, and we'll pick that up as we go through September and get the September survey in late September again. So, at this point, I don't think there's much out there.
That's Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer. Well, are you one of the millions who will be heading out to go camping this weekend? There are many things parents can do to make a camping trip more educational for your kids. We get this report from Rod Bain.
How can a parent make a camping trip in our nation's forest and great outdoors fun and educational for their children? Mason Amchad Edwards, a U.S. Forest Service education specialist and parent himself, says tailor-making a camping trip that applies to a child's interest is a place to start. He uses the example of his child's recent school study on modes of transportation.
During this entire trip, we're looking at modes of transportation. Our camping trip involves a ferry where we have to go across to a small island. It involves an airplane, a car, a train. And then during the time that we're hiking in the woods, we talk about, well, how people used to use their feet as their primary modes of transportation. I made sure that we were on some hiker and biker trails. I made sure that we picked out where there will be horses as well.
And he adds that having conversations with children, asking questions about the outdoors and their camping experience both before and during their trip, will also strengthen their interest in future camping adventures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, the National Farmers Union Board of Directors has passed a resolution highlighting the organization's disappointment with the failure of the U.S. House to pass a comprehensive 5-year farm bill and urging them to complete the measure before the current farm bill extension expires. The resolution states that family farms are crucial to the nation's food supply, rural communities, and overall health of the national economy. It also notes that the number of farmers and ranchers who make their primary living from production agriculture is shrinking because of commodity price volatility. According to the NFU board's resolution, we can't afford another extension of the 2008 Farm Bill, and Congress cannot allow the legislation to expire again. The NFU board states passage of a new comprehensive 5-year Farm Bill is the most critical issue for rural America and the consumers the industry serves at home and abroad. Coming up on 10 past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplify the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, what's the news in futures markets today?
Well, the futures markets are relatively quiet today, with the exception of the energy futures, specifically crude oil. There's some slow trade today in the quiet trade, really due to the fact that it's about a half-day trading as the markets close early in observance of the Independence Day tomorrow. The markets will be closed all day tomorrow, but we'll be back in full swing Friday morning. Right now we're seeing some equity futures here in the stock market. Dow Jones futures up 93 at 14,954. S&P futures up about 5 at 1612. Now the markets, the trade's focused on the jobs data to be released on Friday morning. That'll kickstart the trade after the holiday. And that'll be initial jobless claims and unemployment, and that'll be released at 7:30 Friday morning. U.S. dollar this morning's retreating just a touch. It's down 36 to 83.61, still about 250 points above the June lows. So it's still pretty high, even though it's down today. Interest rate futures right now are just a little bit higher this morning on the 30-year bonds. Crude oil futures are really the big winner today. They're up right now. They're up about $1.20 at 100.80. Now, this is the first time in over a year that they've been above 100. That's based on the Egyptian turmoil going on over there and how it'll affect the world oil supply. With so many ships going through that Egyptian Suez Canal, the whole world really pays attention. Unleaded gasoline and diesel are both higher, up about a little over 5 cents. That will cause gas prices to go up just before the holiday tomorrow. Precious metals are just slightly higher. You have gold up about $7 an ounce, silver up about 30 cents an ounce. Cattle futures this morning are mixed. We're a little bit lower here in the feeder cattle, down 5 to 30. Live cattle are steady to a little bit higher. They're anticipating cash trade in live cattle to happen at some point today. That's 117 bid, 122 offered on the cash side of that. Corn futures today are just a little bit weaker. Soybeans a little bit higher. And wheat, surprisingly, up the most out of all the grain contracts. We're up about 5 to 7 in Kansas City and 8 to 10 in the Chicago wheat. Informa released a report today. They lowered all wheat here in the U.S., just a touch from the USDA number. They lowered the world crop based on the U.S. crop. And then they actually increased or decreased the corn estimate overall to about 14.25.
Thanks, Justin. Dave Lanning will be back with a look at all the market numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
It is 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's take a look at those futures markets for you. August live cattle up 5 at 121.95. October unchanged at 125.92. December's up 10, 127.82. August feeder cattle up 2 at 150.92. September down 35. 152.97. October down 25, 154.65. July hogs up 40 at 101.42. August up 22 at 96.85. October down 7, 85.22. On the grain future today, Kansas City wheat, July's up 10 and 3 quarters at 688 and 3 quarters. September up 6 and a half at 697 and a quarter. New crop December's up 6 at 718 and a quarter. The corn futures for July up 4 and 3 quarters, 677 and a half. September's down 2 and a half, 530 and 3 quarters. New crop December's down a quarter of a penny at 502 and a half. July soybeans up 11 at 15.83 and 3 quarters. October's up 6 and a quarter at 14.39 and 3 quarters. And new crop November is up 6 and a quarter at 12.49. On the cotton futures, July cotton up 61, 83.83. October's up 60, 86.82. December is up 80 at 85.52. And energy futures, August to crude oil up 120 at $100.79. That's looking at your markets. Ron Hayes with the weather coming up right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you again, Midday Oklahoma. On this Wednesday, the day before the 4th of July, 2013, agricultural weather, our friend Gary McManus from the Oklahoma Climate Ecological Survey going to be joining us once again as we talk about July weather, and we'll also look at a forecast right on through this coming weekend with some chances of precipitation out there. We'll get to all of that right after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Ever stop to think about where your milk, cheese, and yogurt come from? Did you know my family drinks the same milk and eats the same cheese and yogurt as yours? That's why you can feel confident knowing that quality and safety are my top priorities. Long before sunup to after sundown, I'm working tirelessly to make sure you have delicious dairy foods in your shopping cart and on your table. I'm Brett Morris, and I want to thank you for enjoying dairy foods and milk from my family's farm. My commitment is simple. Our land, our cows, our passion. It's my way of life, and I'm proud to bring to you the dairy foods you love. For more information on dairy farming families like mine, visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Gary, one thing I know that a lot of folks, a lot of the long-term guys look at, big picture type thinking, is you know, where we are in relationship to some of that Pacific water.
Right.
El Nino versus La Nina. We're still kind of in neutral, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still neutral, and it really becomes important as we get into the fall months. We're just now coming out of the period where it's very difficult to determine, you know, what's going to happen in the fall. So we'll know more in the next week or two about some of those predictions. The last thing I saw was leaning towards neutral again for this coming fall and winter, but the odds were increasing for La Nina. And La Nina, of course, would be the one we want to avoid. El Nino would be nice. That would, you know, probably mean a little bit wetter and cooler winter. So, you know, we're still a little bit ways out, but we'll know more about that in the coming weeks.
I guess, as you mentioned, the neutral, that's kind of means what? Almost anything can happen, in effect?
Yeah, it really means your normal type of a winter pattern. No impacts really showing up from the Pacific. It's when you get that El Nino and La Nina going that you start to see either the good or the bad. La Nina, we end up with warm and dry through the cool season and sometimes into the spring, and we've seen that, of course, over the last few years. And then this last year we had neutral conditions, and of course we had lots of rainfall and relief, at least across the eastern two-thirds of the state. So that can end up being pretty important for the state.
I guess maybe the last question for you, Gary, the one that our folks are always wanting to know: when's the next good rain?
Well, it's in the summer, so the next one showing up is not really in the crystal ball just yet. So I think we can expect a few showers here and there over the next few days as we start to get into the 4th of July period, but nothing organized. So it's probably going to be a while before we get another good rainfall.
Meteorologist Gary McManus.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Taking a quick look at our forecast for the next several days. This afternoon, sunshine, 85 degrees expected. Overnight low down to about 60 by tomorrow morning at sunrise. Back into the upper 80s on 4th of July, the Independence Day celebration. 64 degrees by early tomorrow morning is our overnight low. Upper 80s once again on Friday. Low 90s, it looks like, on Saturday right now. And it'll be about Monday before we have a chance of any sort of precipitation, according to our latest forecast. That is our look at our agricultural weather. I'm Ron Hayes for Midday, Oklahoma.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's week. in the Rockies, 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or Superior, clicktobid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you've got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
It's 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Jim Appel now joins us with a look at his agricultural calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday, we'll look at the Texas Grazing Land Conference, the Stocker Operations Seminar, and the 2013 Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences. We'll look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it Weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's Week in the Rockies, 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or Superior, clicktobid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you've got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The Texas Grazing Land Conference will be held July 15th through the 17th in Fort Worth. Through concurrent sessions, 16 ranchers from across Texas will provide their knowledge, insight, and experience representing part-time and full-time ranchers from both the cow-calf and stocker sectors. They will offer successful management strategies that will help landowners and ranchers improve their land and businesses. They will offer solutions to help keep ranches healthy and profitable. Concurrent sessions will include profitable grazing management, managing wildlife with livestock, risk management, and marketing strategies. The deadline for early registration has been extended until July 8th. For hotel reservations, you can contact the Radisson Hotel in Fort Worth at 817-625-9911. Productive winter pastures can be a valuable asset, but they can also be expensive to establish and grow. To help stocker producers start their winter pastures outright, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a winter pasture and stocker cattle seminar from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, July 16th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center. That's in Ardmore, Oklahoma. During the seminar, Noble Foundation agricultural consultants will provide information about winter pasture establishment and fertility, forage types and selection, and seed quality testing. A producer panel of three successful stocker operators will conclude the seminar, discussing their receiving protocol and winter establishment techniques. There is no registration fee, but pre-registration is requested. For more information or to register, please contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360 or go to www.noble.org/agevents. Producers interested in learning how to maximize their canola crop should plan now to attend one of two Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences taking place July 17th in Enid and July 18th in Altus. There is no charge to attend either of the conferences being put on by the cooperating partners, Oklahoma Oilseed Commission, the Great Plains Canola Association, Kansas State University, and Oklahoma State University's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. The July 17th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Enid Convention Hall. That's located downtown at 301 South Independence Avenue in Enid. A meeting of the Great Plains Canola Association will follow that meeting. The July 18th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Western Oklahoma State College, located at 2801 North Main in Altus. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. for both conferences, with programs kicking off just before 9. For more information, you can contact Josh Bashong at 405-744-9600 or Ron Scholler at 405-780-0113.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Wednesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like us to consider either on this broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, we'd be happy to take a look at it. Just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
It is 12:30 as Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We've got a whole lot more still to come up in just a few moments. Ron Hayes with his ag policy perspectives, and I'll have a news update for you when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
The American Farm Bureau Federation helped garner a group of more than 532 organizations that's urging the House leadership to bring the Farm Bill back to the House floor for a vote as soon as possible. The group's also urging against splitting the nutrition title from the legislation. In a letter to Speaker John Bonner, the vast group encompassing agriculture, conservation, nutrition, rural development, finance, forestry, energy, and crop insurance organizations, as well as other companies, says passage of the Farm Bill is vital. This important legislation supports our nation's farmers, ranchers, forest owners, food security, natural resources and wildlife habitats, rural communities, and the 16 million Americans whose jobs directly depend on the agriculture industry. That was in the letter. Well, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says conditions will be mostly dry for the July 4th holiday festivities, except maybe for some rain showers in the eastern U.S.
We do expect to see a showery, unsettled pattern across roughly the eastern third of the country, and the greatest chance for disruptive showers and thunderstorms will be stretching from the Gulf Coast, including the cities of Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, and then northeastward through the southern and central Appalachians and into parts of the middle and upper Ohio Valley. Now, outside of that area in the eastern United States, we only expect widely scattered thunderstorm activity in parts of the Midwest, across the Great Plains, and the western United States. The one thing that could be a concern would be extreme heat persisting in much of the west and also spilling across the northern plains. Other than that, temperatures will be mostly on the average to below average side. We actually expect relatively cool conditions in much of the Midwest, down through the Mid-South and Southeast. Temperatures only in the 70s, 80s, and lower 90s, keeping things pretty reasonable for outdoor celebrations. But we will have to contend with triple-digit heat in lower elevations of much of the western U.S.
And that is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. We have to take a time out. Back with more news in just a moment.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Ron Hayes and his Ag Perspectives coming up next on Midday Oklahoma.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And follows behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. It's midday, Oklahoma. And time for our Ag Policy Perspectives. Along with us today, the Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman from Roger Mills County, Oklahoma, the west central part of our state. Of course, Frank Lucas, who ranches, along with his lovely wife, Linda, there in the west central part of our state. And had the opportunity to talk with Congressman Lucas after the House had defeated the 2013 Farm Bill that had been passed by the House Ag Committee. Of course, they greatly amended. Some of those amendments turned out to be too worrisome, too much of a bitter pill for Democrats to swallow. Only a limited number of Democrats who had earlier indicated they might vote for the bill actually voted aye or in favor of the measure. We had the opportunity to talk with Congressman Lucas about some of the things that are out there that are pertinent to trying to get this thing back on track. What about the 96 Farm Bill? Pat Roberts didn't have to deal with open debate on that particular measure. Could we use that as a model in 2013? We chat about that today and more in just a moment. This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Today we're talking with canola producer Gary Herbacci about his 2013 winter canola crop. Gary, how did your DeKalb winter canola perform this season?
DeKalb has done very well for us. You know, we had some late freezes and drought. And everything that it's went through, it's performing very well.
How does growing winter canola as a rotational crop help improve the quality of your winter wheat production?
Well, it's allowed us to clean our fields up. The yields are a lot better after winter canola.
So what do you think the key really is?
Just the break in the rotation of just wheat after wheat.
Finally, Gary, have you found that DeKalb winter canola is also a profitable crop in its own right?
Yes, we have. I mean, when you can make 40 bushel canola, it's very profitable. Right now, it's about $5 a bushel over wheat.
Thanks, Gary. Always follow grain marketing and other stewardship requirements and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. It seemed like a lot of members of the House of Representatives had their ideas about how to improve the 2013 Farm Bill, not necessarily wanting or satisfied with what the House Ag Committee came up with. 103 amendments were ruled in order by the Rules Committee. A lot of those were debated on the floor. Some were voted, a few were withdrawn, many were adopted, and a couple that were adopted were so poisonous in the minds of some members of Congress, they voted no, when otherwise they might have voted yes to the underlying House Ag Committee product. What about the bill back in 1996, the one that we called Freedom to Farm? That particular measure faced no open debate on the floor of the House. Is that a model that we might be able to use here in 2013? We put that question to Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas.
For 1996, then Chairman Roberts twice had markups that I can remember on the Farm Bill. Twice could not get a majority vote out of the committee. Ultimately, the bill was included in something called budget reconciliation, a big bill, a big giant bill that deals with cuts around in different parts of the federal government. It came to the floor under a closed rule, unamendable, with limited debate. Most of the focus was on the budgetary cuts in other areas. At that time, you had a Republican House and a Republican Senate. They passed it. Bill Clinton, who was gearing up to run for re-election, was happy to sign anything that appeared to help rural America, and we moved forward. The 96 bill was an anomaly. Historically, the farm bills have always been done in an open process and committee on the floor. Historically, a consensus has been achieved. But these are amazingly polarized times that we live in.
So the bill that really changed farm policy dramatically got a pass when it came to floor debate. No floor debate, in fact, in the final product that became Freedom to Farm.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics, the Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
In our conversation with Chairman Lucas, one thing he assured us more than once was the fact that he was working very hard to come up with a breakthrough, some way to get a bill across the floor in order to take a product to the House Senate conference to craft a final bill. That's your Farm News. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable V100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at your midday agricultural markets. And we've got a complete rundown of all your markets when we come back right after this.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at DairyMax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest. Well, no cash cattle trade to report here midday on Wednesday. Box beef was higher yesterday. Choice finishing the day 46 cents higher at 197.10. Select was up 84 cents at 186.62. Choice Select spread at 1048 with 168 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards, so far this week, 7,634 head. Feeder steers and heifers trading 3 to 5 higher. Demand good for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves not well tested in the early rounds. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 154.50 to 175.50. 6 to 7 weights, 138.50 to 161. 7 to 8 weights, 136.50 to 149 and a quarter. 8 to 9 weights, 133.75 to 149. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 122.50 to 131. Union Livestock Market in McAllister, 1,300 head. Steer calves, $2 to $6 higher with a few under 400 pounds up to $12 higher. Heifer calves, 4 to 8 higher, except a few under 400 pounds, which were $12 higher. Quality average to attractive. Slaughter cows, steady to $3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 152 to 177. 5 to 6 weights, 145 to 164. 6 to 7 weights, 136 to 151. 7 to 8 weights, 135 to 142. And 8 to 9 weights, 130 to 136. Tulsa Stockyards, 2,190 head. Feeder steers and heifers, steady in a like test. Steer calves, mostly steady in a like test. Heifers, steady to $3 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 164 to 180.75. 5 to 6 weights, 150 to 161. 6 to 7 weights, 137.50 to 155. 7 to 8 weights, 133 to 140.50. And 8 to 9 weights, 127.50 to 133. Joplin Regional Stockyard, 6,141 head. Steer calves, under 500 pounds steady, over 500 pounds, and yearling steers, 3 to 6 higher. Heifers under 650 pounds, 3 to 8 higher, over 650 pounds, steady to $3 higher. Yearling steers made up the bulk of the offering. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 157 to 165. 5 to 6 weights, 138 to 162. 6 to 7 weights, 137 to 153. 7 to 8 weights, 137 to 140. 8 to 9 weights, 130 to 143. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 125.25 to 132. We'll take a look at all the futures when we come back right after this.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now. It's week in the Rockies 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head. Direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or Superior, clicktobid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you've got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All right, taking a look at livestock futures. August live cattle up 10 at 122 even. October's up 10, 126.02. August feeder cattle up 2 at 1509 at 150. 92. September's down 35 at 152.97. July hogs up 35 at 101.35. August is up 22 at 96.85. Over on the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July's up 15 at 689. September up 5 and a quarter at 696. New crop December's up 5 and a quarter at 717 and a half. July wheat, Kansas City, Chicago up 9 and a quarter at 658 and three quarters. September's up 7 and a half at 665 and three quarters. New crop December's up 6 and three quarters at 678. July corn up 5 and a half, 678 and a quarter. September's down a penny at 532. New crop December's up a quarter cent now at 503. July soybeans up 11 and three quarters at 1584 and three quarters. August is up 6 and a quarter at 1439 and a half. September's up 2 and a half at 1269 and a quarter. That's Look Your Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And follows behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the southern plain.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at DairyMax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Midday Oklahoma continuing with our beef buzz as we talk about price as a major beef demand driver. We'll check that in just a moment. Say wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines 2 proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com. We've been talking off and on the last couple of weeks with Dr. Ted Schroeder, professor of livestock marketing at Kansas State University, one of the major authors of a new study that's been commissioned by the Beef Checkoff Program to summarize the current knowledge of consumer demand for beef and identify the best opportunities for the industry to influence demand positively. The name of the study? Beef Demand, Recent Determinants and Future Drivers. And one of the important demand drivers, according to Dr. Schroeder, coming out of this study, price.
Certainly price is an important consumption determinant. It really is a major definition of demand. And consumers are very responsive to price. We see it in study after study, and our study, again, comes out the same place with the same conclusion that price is very important to consumers, especially price relative to competing proteins. And that's always something that is a challenge for the industry, is to continue to develop and adopt and utilize technologies that advance production efficiency. The question there, or the challenge that we see, is that as production technologies are adopted, what needs to be kept in mind is that they're always adopted with ideally enhancing, or certainly not deteriorating from, the perceptions of food safety and product quality and form. And if we have technology adoption that can make beef production more efficient or processing more efficient, that will help beef maintain competitiveness in the retail shelf with other proteins. And at the same time, if those technology adoptions can improve food safety and product quality, to us, those look like really grand slam kinds of investments. If they don't enhance food safety or product quality, at least that they're not deteriorating from or somehow making the industry have to deal with those dimensions. So the point is, technology is critical to maintain competitiveness, but it also needs to be kept in mind with its other potential impacts it can have on other food product attributes.
one of the principal authors of this beef demand study called Beef Demand Recent Determinants and Future Drivers. The report saying that consumer demand for beef is one of the most important and widely discussed yet poorly understood concepts affecting the beef and cattle industry. The report adds that it's imperative that the beef industry recognize what drives consumer demand, what expectations are for the future, and assess the industry's ability to adjust practices to target evolving consumer preferences or to influence important demand determinants. Three of the key drivers, according to the survey, food safety, product quality, and that what we talked about today, price. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
At 5 minutes before the hour, Ron Hayes has his rural soapbox and a wrap-up of our program. That coming up when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. You know, neighbors, they used to call it weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's week in the Rockies, 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, Direct TV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle, where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
At 12:57, Midday Oklahoma continues now with Ron Hayes and his Rural Soapbox.
Soapbox time here on Midday Oklahoma. So glad to be along with you once again today. Thanks so much for joining us for the last hour. Hope you've had a chance to hear some of our program today. And as you've heard our program, if you've thought of some ideas that may make it better, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a note, ron@oklahomafarmreport.com. From our calendar, one thing I wanted to remind you of that's up and coming later in the month of July that I think that you'll really enjoy here in this part of the world is the upcoming Winter Canola Conference. This is the 9th annual Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conference. Two locations again this year. One is down in southwestern Oklahoma in Altus on the 18th of July. And then on the 17th of July, we've got one in Enid at the new convention center in downtown at the Convention Hall, 301 South Independence. If you're interested at all, whether you're an experienced grower regarding canola, there'll be various sessions that'll help challenge you and help you trade information with other growers. Or if you have not grown canola yet, or maybe just 100 acres or maybe a couple hundred acres this year, still kind of learning the ropes, so to speak, there'll be a lot of great sessions for you as well. There'll be some vendors that'll be there to tell you more about canola seed and a lot more. Great opportunity to learn a lot about where we are in the canola industry right now. This is being put on by Oklahoma State University, being put on by Kansas State University, by the Oklahoma Oil Seed Commission. That's Ron Scholler, who's the executive director of that group. Great Plains Canola Association as well. All these groups coming together to put this free of charge event for participants. There'll even be a free lunch associated with this event coming up 17th of July, downtown Enid. That's your Spotlight Time. I'm Ron Hayes on Midday Oklahoma.
Well, that will do it for this Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Jim Apel and Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. Have a very safe and great holiday tomorrow. And be sure you join us again on Friday at 12:05 for another edition of Midday Oklahoma from the Radio Oklahoma Network.